Well, hello everybody, it's Pablo here from Twitter, and today I'm going to talk about the Imperial Bar in Wishaw. Now, it was also known as Tam Parks. This was an old-style boozer that's changed hands many times, recently reopened, and it's just some nostalgic tales about there. The remarkable thing about Tam Parks was it had this huge gantry, it sold every whisky under the sun. The front of the pub had four booths in it, where you could sit with your mates and press a buzzer and the barman would come and bring you your drinks in a tray, and you only needed to go out of the booth just to go to the toilet. They were totally enclosed booths, real old style. The back of the pub was a room which was like a kind of church mission, only there was no hymns or anything religious there, just serious beer drinking. Another notable thing about it was that no women drank in there. Now, there was a practical reason for this. It didn't have a women's toilet. If by a freak of nature or by some madness a woman would want to come in and buy a drink on her own, she was told by the barman, "I'm sorry, darling, I can't really serve you. You know, we've not got a women's toilet, so unless you fancy peeing in a bucket, you know, I suggest you drink elsewhere." So there was that. The only other woman that you would see in there was a drunk old lady who used to come round selling the war cry on behalf of the Salvation Army, which the drinkers would all purchase so that they could do the crossword puzzle in it. And there was another famous time once when I was there, and this is in the folklore of the pub, was when this woman turned up with her husband's dinner on a plate, hot there, he'd been hours late for it, and she found him through the back of the pub and said, "You might as well bloody lie on here," and threw the dinner at him. Mince and tatties went all over the drinkers, and the plates smashed the smithereens against the wall. The sound of laughter in there was just amazing at that time. The gents' loo was quite spectacular as well. It wasn't really your standard urinals that gents pee in nowadays. It was like a mini bath type thing, come horse truck, and it was really you'd see the most revolting things floating in it. The two famous barmen of the time were Old Boy and Fat Boy. Old Boy was the more diplomatic type and would always smooth over any fights that started. Fat Boy would be right in there if there was a fight breaking out, winding people up and sort of getting involved in it and himself. It was a fantastic boozer. As I say, it was quite rough, but it was brilliant. And this is Pablo saying ciao for now.